Diario Hoy, one of Ecuador's most respectable dailies, used to publish a print edition for 32 years. But a few weeks ago, the daily circulation of the paper was reduced to a weekend edition and some online content. While going online is a trend the paper shares with many others around the world, the reporters in Ecuador say they are facing economic hardship and increasing censorship from the government. Reporter Roxanne Raguidi has the story from Quito.
William Morocho, a page designer with Diario Hoy, gives a tour of the empty room where the printing press that used to produce the daily edition is sitting idle.
This press is considered old by today's standards, but in its heyday, it was the best, and it was always running.
The press is only needed for the weekend edition now, with some additional content published online. Like in other countries, dwindling advertising revenue and lower print readership numbers have forced the paper to scale down their print output and shift to online. But newspaper director Jaime Mantilla says it's not only a problem of dwindling interest of readers in print editions. He says the paper's economic problems were enhanced by the new communications law that came into force last year, and that the government has since been creating big problems for journalists.
La ley de comunicación es una ley terriblemente restrictiva.
The communications law is terribly restrictive to not only journalists, but also to the rights of their audience. It's been presented as a way for people to gain access to the media, but that's not true. The law basically does away with freedom of the press in Ecuador.
The law consists of 109 rules meant to promote a good press and to defend the public's right to know, by monitoring tabloids, issuing fines on the publication of sexist and racist content, as well as establishing media ownership limits and minimum wages for journalists. President Rafael Correa has been a champion of the law, saying that the media in Ecuador was too powerful and corrupt. But journalists like Mantilla say the law is a tool for censorship. Several lawsuits have been filed against his paper. His critics say that President Rafael Correa is using the new law to go after his political enemies, some of whom are outspoken media owners. The government is threatening to sue not only the country's top three newspapers for, quote, not giving enough space and detail on their pages to a government state visit. Mantilla says, in addition to the fines and lawsuits filed against his paper, private investors and banks have become wary to lend the paper money now. Other dailies with major circulation in Ecuador, El Comercio and El Universal, have also been hit with lawsuits. Carlos Ochoa Hernandez, head of the state agency Supercom and enforcer of the media law, says the problems at Diario Hoy are not due to the law, but to poor management.
It is a bold statement, to say the least, that Hoy pretends to blame the law for the failed administration of the paper. That's what led to the end of its printed edition.
And the fact is that Diario Hoy's advertising sales fell by more than a half between 2007 and 2013. For this, Mantilla also blames the government, which he describes as the main ad buyer in the country. According to the Ecuadorian government's own figures, its advertising budget for 2012 was almost $300 million. Rosenthal Alves is an expert on Latin American journalism at the University of Texas in Austin. He says Diario Hoy has been hit both by a drop in advertising and by the media law.
In Ecuador, the case of Hoy is probably a sort of a mixed bag, because it is clear that the government has a war against private media in the country. And it's an obsessive policy of President Correa. And of course, Hoy has been victimized by that.
Many journalists are now afraid to publish anything critical of the government for fear of being sued or publicly humiliated. The law has also led to the creation of a network of state-owned media, which serves as a mouthpiece for the government. Yet, says Alves, throughout Latin America, news organizations have never had as large an audience as they have now, thanks to increased literacy and online connectivity in the region, even as papers like Diario Hoy are forced to close their print editions. Social media use is also very high in Latin America, which helps to bring new audiences to media online. Elsewhere in Ecuador, newspapers are starting to embrace a digital-first and social media engagement business model. Romel Jurado is one of the architects of the communications law and now a consultant with Supercom, the agency in charge of enforcing the communications law.
Esto ya es la máxima ofensa.
You'd think the law was the worst insult that the government could have made towards traditional media outlets in Ecuador. They weren't used to any kinds of control. They were omnipotent.
The way he sees it, the media law in Ecuador will ultimately lead to better quality journalism in the country. Jurado says that before the law, some newspapers would publish photos with half-naked women as sex-tinged headlines on its weekend supplements, or TV news coverage would fail to reflect Ecuador's great ethnic diversity.
Really, do we think that the media has no limits, that you can and should publish just anything? So where are the limits to this? I think our boundaries ought to be rooted in ethics, in our modern definition of human rights.
In an effort to create those boundaries, Jurado has been a vocal advocate of community media, radio in particular. Before the law, 90% of radio frequencies in Ecuador were in private hands. Now, he says, a third of all frequencies are public, serving rural stations and indigenous communities, among others. But Diego Cornejo, head of the Ecuadorian Association of Newspaper Editors, says he's not convinced of the benefits of the law. Here he is speaking at a conference on journalism in Latin America this past July.
What's happened in Ecuador? We now have a propaganda state, and that's replaced the rule of law. It's part of an effort to consolidate one single view of the government, and this is not democracy.
Some 200 fines and lawsuits filed by the government against media organizations are currently pending. Many journalists are afraid that more will follow. For DW, I'm Ruxandra Guiri in Quito.